This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Iran, it makes headlines almost daily.
What we read in the papers and see on TV and hear about on the radio usually is about Iran's nuclear enrichment plan. Often there are pictures of gray-bearded mullahs cloaked in black robes and turbans.
But Iran's population is a lot younger than these media representations have led us to believe. 65% of Iranians are actually 25 years old or younger.
So what happens if you are walking on Tehran streets, you literally only see young people. Could be in a cab, could be in a police station, could be the guy who's selling, I don't know, vegetables next door. Almost everybody is young in Iran.
That's Amir Hams. He's a young Iranian filmmaker from Germany who co-directed a documentary about Iran's underground music scene. Alex, the youth of Iran want their MTV. Amir and I talked about how they're creating and distributing new music behind the backs of those gray-bearded mullahs. Well, so you profiled some groups and bands in your movie. Where are they playing and who are they playing for?
It was a bit pain in the ass, I'm sorry to use this word, to get hold of these bands, because obviously since there is no real music industry, it was really hard to get hold of these bands. So fortunately the internet was very, very helpful in that case, and they normally play in basements. They have studios in basements, but also within their own four walls. They just have a little computer screen, they bought a nice mic, and they just do their own thing.
And what kind of music is it? Describe it for people who haven't heard it.
There's really a large variety of music. So it starts from rock that you would probably also hear from, I don't know, Pearl Jam and all these kind of established bands, but also trance, hip-hop. At least those bands that we covered, they combine it with oriental elements. So, for example, with very old instruments like sitar or qaychak, lyrics from old poems. For example, Hafez or Maulana, they wrote poems centuries ago, and they incorporate these kind of lyrics in their songs. So it's really interesting that they stick to their oriental roots and are very proud of being Iranian.
Describe the process that Iranian musicians need to follow in order to get their music played.
Well, if you want to organize a concert, for example, you have to apply for, well, official venue permission from the venue owner. Parallel to that, you also have to apply for Ershad for a permission.
What's Ershad?
Ershad is this Ministry of Culture and Islamic Guidance. And if both parts green light, then you can have a concert, but of course you have to follow the rules. You can't dance during a concert, not even headbanging. So it's always a seated concert. And if they see, for example, someone dancing in the crowd, or someone even dancing on stage, which is of course much, much more dangerous, then they would instantly cancel it.
Cancel it?
Yes. It has happened already. If you want to publish your music, you have to apply for Ershad's permission. And they have three different committees. One of them is only checking and controlling the lyrics. So they basically go through the scripts, read everything, and follow it. Then the other committee is checking the music in general, and the third committee is called the cultural committee. They try to figure out whether the music as a complete thing could cause any trouble if people listen to it.
What are they afraid of?
I can't answer this. Honestly, I don't know. I don't know. It's an interesting question. I don't know what they're afraid of.
Well, perhaps they're afraid of creeping Western influence in society and the devaluing of their culture.
Possible.
But you don't know.
maybe I do know, but it's possible. Sometimes, you know, it's better not to answer.
Why? Why?
Well, you know, I don't want to cause any trouble. I mean, all these bands still live there and, you know, it's better not to answer everything.
Okay.
That is, by the way, Madeline, that is one of the strong elements of the film, at least for Iranians. Of course, with subtitles, it's always a bit harder, that our protagonists sometimes don't say everything they want to say, but the way they look, the way they pronounce something can at least tell you a little hint of what they actually want to say. So I would call them, in general, Iran's people in general, rhetorically well-trained. So they know how to act to the outside.
Is that why you called your documentary Sounds of Silence?
In a way, yes.
That is the somewhat mysterious Amir Homs, co-director of a new documentary, Sounds of Silence. It's a film about the underground music scene in Iran. To hear songs from the bands profiled in the documentary, go to our website, npr.org.